This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Our next guest had an interesting write-up on the Steelers quarterback situation with a comp for the Browns and theirs. He is the host of Go Long Podcast and the founder of Go Long Substack on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tyler Dunn joining us. Tyler, do you enjoy breaking bad news or any news to other people?
Yeah, I think there's an adrenaline rush, right? Like, you know something.
Oh,
and it's of significance, and you can disperse of that information. So, but it definitely does depend on, like, I guess in this business, sometimes you're going to break some unpleasant news. And I'm just thinking back to some stories I've written, and you know, like, okay, the reaction to this story on Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy at Bleacher Report might not necessarily be received well by said quarterback. So, you know, that goes public, and you kind of, you know, you brace for Aaron to sit down with a buddy in media and rip you to shreds. So, you know, I guess it kind of depends.
Tyler, you said as part of your piece on the Steelers quarterback situation that the Browns have a clearer quarterback path than Pittsburgh. So I guess because we haggle over this every day, what do you see as the Browns quarterback path?
I think, you know, love it or hate it, I think there's some logic to follow here. You know, I'm not there covering the team day in and day out, but I can sort of compare what this front office with this coaching staff it appears to be doing versus others. And, I mean, you can see that, all right, you own the second overall pick. There's probably some serious interest in Cam Ward. And you don't really know what the Titans think about Cam Ward and what anybody really thinks about Cam Ward. And, you know, like, if that's the plan and you think you can get him at two, that's great, and you're not going to force it in free agency. You're not going to force a trade. You're not going to force something ugly that we've kind of seen from this franchise years past. So you get Myles Garrett saying he's all excited, you know, in the in-house interview that I'm sure you guys have talked about for many hours, and that doesn't happen. The Titans love him, so you pivot. I mean, you make the trade for Kenny Pickett. Hell, why not throw that dart at the board? Why not give Kevin Stefanski, one of the better teachers of the position, a chance to have his own Geno Smith, his own Sam Darnold? I mean, I don't know. The odds might not be great, but there's a chance. Joe Flacco, you bring back a quarterback who everybody loves there from a couple years ago. You know what you're going to get out of Joe Flacco. And then you draft two quarterbacks. Maybe one of them hits, maybe not, but you do gain a first-round pick in 2026. You gain some draft capital. You can chart that course, you know, 12 months in advance, because that's what the smart teams do. I mean, you should sit down as an organization. I'm sure the Browns have done this and say, all right, here are the prospects that we're looking at in 2025. Here are the prospects we're probably going to be looking at in 2026. Let's load up, give it a shot next year. And I think that there's actual forecasting being done there out of Cleveland that you just never see in Pittsburgh. I mean, the Steelers have obviously owned the Browns, but I just think that day-to-day grinding is Mike Tomlin's thing. Long-term planning at quarterback, not necessarily is it.
Oh, it's such an interesting read because I don't know that I necessarily give the Browns as much credit for that. Because like the beginning portion of the offseason, Tyler, felt like they were trying to go towards Kirk Cousins. And then maybe they pivoted and you move off and you get Pickett, you get Flacco. But once you even took Dylan Gabriel, like no one thought they were taking two quarterbacks in this draft. Like it kind of felt like, for as much planning as you want to say they had, I just didn't get that same read on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we're being real, this probably wasn't like the best case scenario. I can't see Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski like in a boardroom like mapping this all out and this being exactly what they wanted, you know, back in January. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying, this was a less than ideal offseason to need a quarterback, mm-hmm. and you're on the heels of obviously one of, if not the worst trade in NFL history. So I think that like the breath of fresh air that I kind of get just being around the Browns there for that OTA last week and just getting a read on the situation, it's you're paying Deshaun Watson, but you're kind of moving on from Deshaun Watson. You get the sense that page is officially getting turned here and they're moving on at the position, which is much needed. You know, last year at training camp, hey, I allowed myself to kind of talk myself into thinking the Browns were going to be a contender, be a playoff team. I mean, you could kind of piece that jigsaw puzzle together. If you just get something out of the quarterback with that number one defense, maybe they get there. I think everybody just knows by now, okay, turn that page, and maybe you don't win this year, but you're going to be set up pretty damn well in 2026 if, you know, everybody keeps their jobs.
Tyler, I'm asking you this. We're going to take New Orleans off the page because Derek Carr just retired and they've got Tyler Shuck, and that's just a whole mess there that nobody could kind of foresee coming. Moving to the other 30 teams beside the Saints and Browns, would any of these four quarterbacks in the Browns quarterback battle be the lead quarterback in any other battle, not including the Saints or Browns situations?
Oh, man. That'd be hard to say. I'm gonna die on Kenny Pickett Island, though. You know, I'll post up there. I believed him in Pittsburgh. We chatted at length for a story at Go Along ahead of his second season, and man, I just like this guy has it. There's something to those fourth quarter comebacks he had as a rookie, the swagger, the belief in himself. And yes, he missed throws. He absolutely did miss throws. You can't absolve Kenny Pickett completely. But that was a mess. I mean, Matt Canada is not an NFL coach. And there's been multiple players I've talked to since then, you know, one a quarterback, one a receiver, that were around this coordinator. I mean, he lasted forever, it felt like, what, 2.5, 3 seasons as the Steelers OC. And they were just flabbergasted that he lasted that long. They said the defenses knew exactly what they were doing on offense there in Pittsburgh with Canada. Just no motion, no misdirection, no unpredictability whatsoever. And you've got a volatile George Pickens on top of that. And an offensive line that's not that great. Hey, say what you want about Terry Bradshaw. I agree with him. I feel like Kenny Pickett, in a lot of ways, was set up for failure in Pittsburgh and didn't really get a fair shot. And there's a reason he sounds rejuvenated there in Cleveland with a coach who just gets him, gets the position. They're gonna try to run the ball, and they're gonna have a hell of a lot of better offensive line than he had in Pittsburgh. If it's gonna work for Kenny Pickett, I think it's gotta work here. He's gonna have a legit shot to start. So if I'm gonna take somebody, give me Kenny Pickett over whoever in the hell is starting a quarterback for the Steelers.
All right, so even within that, with Pickett, and then obviously we can throw Flacco and then Dylan and Shador all in the mix here as well. But if you believe in Pickett in particular, and then you've said a couple nice things about Kevin Stefanski already in this interview, should we put things on Kevin Stefanski then to try to make it work this year and to really showcase why he wants to be considered in that Shanahan tier of quarterback guru, quarterback whisperer that we just haven't really been able to see really flesh out in the past couple years because of Deshaun?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think you nailed it. That's 100% true, right? Like, okay, the Deshaun Watson experiment is over. It failed in fantastical fashion. It's done. You've moved on. Well, you're still paying him a lot of money, so you're not completely moved on. But you've moved on as a football organization. This has got to be the year that Kevin Stefanski works his magic, whoever that quarterback is, because we've seen it. Like, you know, there's been a lot of coaches out there in Seattle getting promotions and getting jobs for what Geno Smith was able to do. You know, Sam Darnold in Minnesota was incredible. I mean, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, you know, Pickett really hasn't shown, you know, the flashes that maybe those two did, but it's not like his first couple seasons in Pittsburgh, not that dissimilar to what you saw out of a Geno and out of a Darnold. So if you are one of the elite coaches at that position and you can get the most out of it, whether it's Pickett or squeezing another playoff appearance out of Flacco or getting something from one of those rookies, I think that's the story here. It's on Stefanski, you know, figuring out who the best of this bunch is and winning some games. Like, I don't know what the realistic expectations really are, but, you know, a 3-win season, a 4-win season, a 5-win season isn't going to get it done. I think, you know, that defense can turn it on under Jim Schwartz. If they're going to run the ball like they say they're going to run the ball, you just need some general competence and you need a coach who's going to push the right buttons. And I'm sure you guys have talked about Shedeur Sanders, you know, not to kingdom come, but there are some really smart football people around the country who I really trust, who are critical of the best of the best at the position, who just love Shedeur Sanders. So there's something there to work with, right? Like, let's not forget about him. I'm sure we won't. But if he's going to excel in the NFL, wouldn't Kevin Stefanski or a coach, you know, a two-time coach of the year who is claim to fame is the quarterback position, be the one who gets it out of him?
Tyler Dunn, host of the Go Long podcast and founder of Go Long Substack on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So you've talked about in one of your more recent posts here about Mike Tomlin's quarterback blind spot. Is there any rhyme or reason to just how bad the Steelers have been at evaluating quarterbacks in the wake of you know, the end of Roethlisberger's career and kind of, you know, even post that?
You know what it is? I think Mike Tomlin's superpower is also that blind spot, because when you're around the Steelers building and in that locker room, it's a different fight, man. Like, it is football the way football should be played. I mean, they're not necessarily lining up to do a bold in the ring, Oklahoma drill, hitting drill. You know, they're not doing any of that stuff. But, you know, Mike, you look at James Harrison the wrong way, he might just, you know, pop you in the eye. Era to era, coach to coach, it's just different there. There's a toughness, and that's how you get a team down to Duck Hodges when it's 7-8 in 2019. Like, they win games, they've got no business winning, they block a punt, they tip a pass, like, they create all of these funky breaks. I think that there is, like, a weird science to these Mike Tomlin kind of seasons that you get. But let's look at that 2019 Duck Hodges season, because when Ben Roethlisberger's lost for the season, when you're 1-4, I think there are a lot of teams that would say, okay, let's not necessarily think about 2019. Let's think about 2020 and that quarterback class. So, yeah, the Steelers fight like hell. I mean, they're right in the playoff race all season long with a rookie Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges, and they make the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade. They do all this stuff, and it's admirable, but operating that way through a Mike Tomlin lens of fighting like hell, it can be counterproductive versus a GM maybe running the show and thinking long term and planning one season ahead and trying to get that quarterback down the road. Like, because what happened? Like, yeah, they waited for Ben to retire. They hung on to him too long. And then they draft a quarterback in a historically bad quarterback class, Kenny Pickett, who's now trying to resurrect his career in Cleveland. So I don't know. I just feel like there's this lack of long-term vision and planning there in Pittsburgh that would have helped them at the most important position in sports. That's how you get to this offseason where you're begging and pleading and bending the knee to a quarterback who might be on the back of a camel somewhere in Egypt right now.
Tyler, let me ask you, let me go back to the Browns for a second. What was your in-person impression of Shador?
You know, the practice that I saw, he didn't do a ton of 11-on-11 competitive stuff. Obviously, Flacco and Pickett were getting that work, and then Gabriel's next in the pecking order because of his draft status. But there were some nice throws. I mean, you don't want to get too hyped up over 7-on-7. I get it. But there was a nice throw in the back of the end zone that was placed perfect. He's accurate, and he can improvise. Look, there's a reason he didn't run the 40. I think he probably would have embarrassed himself, and he knew what he was doing, kind of sidestepping that event wherever he was. But like I said, there's a guy, David Yost is one of them. He's been a college coach forever, coached Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, even back to those Mizzou quarterbacks, Blaine Gabbert and Chase Daniel. I just really respect his opinion because he's critical of quarterbacks. And I had him on my podcast, and he just went on and on and on when it came to Shador Sanders as somebody who, like, if you watch his games, the deck is stacked against him, right? Like, he's getting nothing from his defense. He's having to improvise, and he's creating to throw. He's not just running a run and wasting motion. He knew how to kind of create his own windows and that he was extremely accurate. He was all in on all things Shador Sanders. But there's a reason he falls to the fifth round, right? Like, maybe the talent's not good enough for the first round, and then it's all the other stuff that prevents him from being a second, third, or fourth round pick. And in the fifth round, why the hell not, right? If you hit, what a steal, and it's on Shador. Like, does he want to work? Does he want to prove everybody wrong? I mean, you've got an opportunity here to prove that you're going to work and you're going to put in all the hours and hours and hours of sweat equity it takes to excel at quarterback behind the scenes.
Tyler Dunn is the host of the Go Long podcast, founder of the Go Long Substack. Tyler, really great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys. Anytime.
Have a good one. Thank you so much there. Tyler Dunn there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. React to what he had to say about your Cleveland Browns quarterback situation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.